up? This is Tannen B from Hear You Podcast. I don't even know why I just said her name.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm like, introduce herself.
I can say my own name.
So we out here today at King of the Slab car show. What brings you out here today?
Like I was saying earlier, McKinney actually became a member of the United Lowrider Association.
Okay.
What we do is, if you are a member of the United Lowrider Association, we're hosting a show, mm-hmm. we all try our best to try to make that show. You know, there's a lot of people that didn't make it today, but you know, everybody's got a life, mm-hmm. they got responsibilities. So, you know, everybody that can make it, especially if you're part of the ULA, we try to show support. So, what brought me here today, and like I tell the members of my club, is that we're not out to the show to go get trophies. We're not out there to win awards. Mm-hmm. We're not out there to do anything but show support to the people that belong in the ULA.
Oh, I love it.
Because McKinney became a member, here we are.
Here we are today. So what cars did you guys bring out here today?
Me and another one of my members, which is the vice president of the club, mm-hmm. We brought out a 63, which is mine, a 63 Impala convertible, and my vice president brought out his 64 Impala convertible.
Mm-hmm. And we seen bikes out there.
There's bikes.
It's a little bit of everything out there.
64, 65s, man. There's a lot of nice cars out there.
Thought it was a little kid out there.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
It was a statue. It looked like a kid.
He stands still pretty good.
No, he's trained.
I wish my kids stood still like that.
Make the world a lot easier. So we have a quick question for you, a little icebreaker, just to learn a little bit more about you. If there's one thing you could never do, never tell another lie, or always be able to take a lie, which one would you rather do?
I would never tell another lie.
Ooh.
Because I am pretty honest.
Okay.
I am straight up and forward, and if you don't like what I got to say, then too bad.
But at least you told the truth, right?
But I told the truth.
A lot of problems with that.
I don't care. I'll take it. I ain't never been scared, and I ain't scared now.
Yeah.
So what's kind of the most exciting thing that you're looking forward to being out here today, besides showing support to everybody that's here?
I like the cars. Mm-hmm. I like the diversity in the cars. I like the fact that there's slingshots out there. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that there's a couple of donks out there. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, it's diversity. It's more... If you look at the big picture, unity is a big part of what I do, mm-hmm. Especially unity through diversity. So if you can get the blacks, the whites, and the browns mm-hmm. in one spot
yep.
and have an actual mm-hmm. successful
yeah.
event,
yeah.
To me, that is the big picture.
Yeah, no drama, no nothing.
Exactly. Yeah. We just met some gentlemen out there who offered for us to park in the shade right next to his car. Mm-hmm. And he's been talking to my mom and mm-hmm. her boyfriend and all of us since mm-hmm. since we got here. So that's what I want.
Awesome.
I want unity. I want peace. I want, you know, success
yeah.
for everybody.
That's a really good thing, especially with it being so hot out here.
I know, because it literally feels like the devil is in Dallas today.
You're ready to slide anybody over the slightest comment or anything they say.
For real.
He's been here these past couple of weeks.
I'm ready for him to go ahead and go home.
Hopefully he chills out a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
So real quick, give everyone your social media so they can follow you and know where you guys are going to be at next and all that good stuff.
United Lowrider Association, Dallas Fort Worth on Facebook. If y'all want to follow me, I'm Rick Sosa Viejos Car Club on Facebook, and just look those up. And I like to keep the events posted and stuff like that. So,
oh, perfect.
But definitely ULA, United Lowrider Association, United Lowrider Council in Fort Worth, and they'll have the calendars on there.
Okay, perfect.
Well, definitely best of luck today, and
hopefully get some more trophies.
Yeah, and stay cool out there, please.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, y'all. This is Tan.
B, we hear you podcast.
And I'm Kay Glow.
Hey. And we are here at the 2019 King of the Slab show.
Car show. Are you performing today out here?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, are you from the DFW area?
Yes, I'm from Dallas, Texas.
What part of Dallas? Because you know.
Pleasant Grove.
Okay.
Oh, you're from Dallas, Dallas.
Okay, real Dallas.
You know, some people be saying, I'm from Dallas, from McKinney.
From Mesquite.
Yeah, Louisville. But this is easier than saying, like, Pleasant Grove or whatever else.
Right.
So, you here, ready to perform. Is this your first performance?
No, this isn't my first performance.
Okay.
I've done a lot of performances, but this like, my second performance in a long time.
Mm-hmm. And you said you are a rapper and singer.
Yeah, I rap and I sing.
Okay, so how many songs you doing here today?
I'm doing two.
Mm-hmm.
Try to do two.
Okay. So what are your two most popular songs right now?
My most popular song is called Fool Me Once. It's on all platforms.
Okay.
Then I have another song. It's called Lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't really dropped it yet, but when I perform it all the time,
people
get
like
the crowd
it.
Moving and stuff like that, so people really like that song.
So are we going to hear Lost today?
Yeah, you're going to hear Lost
today.
Okay. Good. So how long have you been performing, singing, rapping, all that good stuff?
Okay, I've been doing music since I was 7.
Mm-hmm.
But I really started taking it serious in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing it ever since.
And what transition to make you like say, okay, this could be something I'm actually good at and I'm going to continue this.
Yeah, let me pursue this.
What made me?
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of felt like it was always in me because,
mm-hmm.
like, I've been doing it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not like, I don't mean to brag or nothing, but, like,
nah,
I don't
suck
at all.
Talk your shit.
Like,
talk. Talk your
you
shit.
Know what I'm saying? I'm really, like, cold. I feel like I'm the hottest female in Dallas right now.
Oh, I
talk,
love it.
Talk your shit. Yes. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Okay, so I'm guessing that writing your own lyrics, like, that's really important to you.
Yeah, I write my own lyrics, all of them. I
feel you.
Don't nobody write nothing for me.
Okay. Would you sell your lyrics, though?
Yeah. Would you be a ghostwriter?
Yeah.
For the right price?
I mean, I do it for my brothers.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Know, sometimes he'll be like, write me a chorus. I'll be like, okay, bitch.
We ain't going to tell you your brother's name is because he might get mad when everybody find out you're writing for him.
Nah, just one.
I told y'all I wrote my own shit.
Just once.
God damn, K-Glow.
Can't let me have shit. Yeah. I'm telling mama.
His name Money Glow.
Oh, Money Glow. Okay, so what's the glow?
It's like a movement. Glow Gang, a movement. It's not a gang, like a symbolized gang, but it's a movement to me, like, you know, loyalty, prosperity and success, like, that's what it means to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like an acronym.
Okay.
But I just have meaning behind
it
for myself.
Because I think I was like, what's the G and the L and the O?
Nah, that's cool.
Get loaded.
Get loyalty.
Get loyalty.
Something.
Opposites.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So we have like a fun little icebreaker to kind of find out a little bit more about you, a little bit more about K-Glow.
Okay. So I actually changed it last minute. Okay, if aliens landed on Earth tomorrow and offered to take you home with them, would you go?
Nah, they're going to have to give me a brochure so I can see what's going on over there.
You need to have
but
a
to
preview?
Be honest, with all that's going on in the world today, I'll probably slide with you.
Let me see what y'all talking
like,
about.
Yeah, now I'm going to go ahead and go with these aliens.
If they agree to bring me back if I don't like it.
Oh, okay, so that got to be part of it.
Gotta
you got to be able
to
come back if you want to.
You got to be in the country.
What if they're like, nah, you'll never be able to come back?
But if they say, you know, everything you could ever want and need, you never have to worry about money,
nothing.
Anything. Come up here, you'll be happy for the rest of your life.
But my fans is in the world, not in their world.
Not in their world.
You have to get Earth fan. I mean, alien fans.
I'd rather start from the bottom and bring it to the top. I don't want to be at the top already with some people that I don't even know, some weird people.
Yeah.
It's weird, we're slowly but surely learning, like, this whole thing is like a bunch of weird people. Like,
this is
some
like
of your favorite
a matrix.
Artists.
Yeah.
Like, the world is a matrix to me. Like,
that is a fact.
Like, you just gotta get into your reality of it. You gotta get out of the matrix.
Because
social media, with social media and stuff like that, people get consumed in it and they don't know how to get off of it. But I use it for my abilities, like music and stuff.
Right.
I use it for no other reason.
So you just get in and get off.
I get in and get off. I'm done.
I feel you.
But it's not very frequently that we hear that from like your generation, like, because everyone wants to be on there sharing their life,
right?
Live all the time. So somebody who just get on there, do business, and get off, that's amazing. You don't have no secret one that you be trolling people on, do you?
No, I got a business,
no fake Insta,
okay?
For my real estate, yeah, I got a business.
Oh, okay, so you,
yeah, I'm getting into the all that.
Feel you,
all that.
Wow.
Got my head on straight.
You got to. You got your head on the swizzle out here.
Got
to. All right, so we're excited to hear from you.
Yes.
What time are you performing out here?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I was just informed that I was performing, so.
Oh, okay.
But look,
we'll be out there. We'll see you.
You ready? That's the main part. So let us know where we can find you when you are on social media.
Okay, my Facebook and my YouTube is K-Glow.
Okay.
My Instagram and my Twitter is official K-Glow. So you can find me
Well, thank you for stopping and taking a few minutes to talk with us. We appreciate it.
So I can see you perform too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. All right. Here right now with DJ Rico, Workhorse, Mr. King of the Slab himself.
Hey, what up, though?
What's up, man? This is Workhorse and the DJ Rico Banks.
Y'all already know.
So this is actually kind of your event, okay? How important is it for you to throw these events every year here in the DFW?
I mean, it's important for a lot of reasons because, you know, it's about brand, it's about love, it's about growth, you know. We just trying to grow and just show people that we got the potential to really grow if the support come out. You know, the vision is bigger than probably many can fathom, you know. Like, already this year is not about this year. You know, this, like, every time we do something, it's not about right now. It's about in the future. I'm always thinking ahead. Mm-hmm. It's never about right now. Mm-hmm. Right now is already done years ago. Mm-hmm. So that's how we roll and what I do and how I think, man. So, and so it's important, one, because, you know, we from Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And come out and I saw a gap with how Dallas do things and support their independent artists. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So the goal is to get the bigger stages, mm-hmm. get the independents on the stages with the, you know what I'm saying, the majors, open up them opportunities. Because, mm-hmm. to be honest, you know what I'm saying, they try to little man people too much around here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so I see that gap and I'm trying to fill it.
The independent grind is a different kind of grind.
Yeah, it is. And it's, you know, we from the underground and it is what it is. But at the same time, you got people that can do things like this, mm-hmm. you know, and like one, I'm not from here. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to do everything. I'm going to take advantage of everything. And I'm going to say this. Everything that people that's from here don't take advantage of, mm-hmm. I'm going to take advantage of. Everything mm-hmm. that they don't take advantage mm-hmm. of. And I swear to God. Mm-hmm. I swear to God.
And can't nobody be mad about it?
Nope.
Look, they passed it over. Everything. Yeah. Like last year, we did it at Yellow Belly Drag Strip. The first time we ever did it there. I was the first person to do a car show at the strip club at Onyx.
I know that was lit.
Gas was live. We got Bar and Grill. We did it at Bar and Grill, and then we did it in Scores and Addison. Mm-hmm. Like, now this year we at Dallas Executive Airport. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the city of Dallas private airport.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Big facts.
You know what I mean?
Didn't even know it was over here.
Mm. And see, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Everything that they don't use around here, mm-hmm. I'm going to take advantage of it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I want people to get mad. I really want people to get salty and be mad about it.
Okay.
I really do. Because here's the thing. You ain't doing it.
Ooh.
You know?
Well,
sir. Okay. Talk that talk.
You ain't doing it. And here's the thing. And I'm opening up to put on independent artists. And anybody know me, I put on, like, I have independence for the areas. I call it everything. Like, I want people to be mad. Like, it's a dude try to, you know, I ain't gonna mention the name or they club. You know, cats try to backdoor me on what I did last year mm-hmm. on the show. You know what I mean? Come mm-hmm. up to me at my show, tell me I could have did it better. Mm-hmm. But you at my show.
Yeah.
Like I told him, but you from here. You've been here your whole life and they never did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So mm-hmm. he got mad. Called himself backdoor me going to do the event at the same venue mm-hmm. that I did.
Mm-hmm.
But shit, like I told you. You already behind. Mm-hmm. I done bossed up on you. I'm at a private airport.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
While you trying to keep up, like mm-hmm. trying to think you're going to step on my toes, yeah. you can't even reach my feet.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
12 you steps ahead.
He's more modest than I am, man. If,
he's what?
Yeah.
I ain't heard no modest.
Yeah. Definitely. He's most modest than him. What I mean when I say that is from the help that he's done with independent artists and independent musicians. Like, I'm a prime example for it. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be a DJ if it wasn't for him.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I've been nominated for 2 SEA Awards, Mixtape DJ of the Year, another Mixtape DJ of the Year award at the SEM Awards, mm-hmm. All-Star DJ Awards. From just going from just being around this man in just a dorm room at a college mm-hmm. to going to working for sites like allhiphop.com and stuff like that, mm-hmm. none of that would have happened without him just coming to me one day and literally just saying that, I want you to be my DJ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, mm-hmm. so that's just, like, what just a vision that he could see in people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a lot of people don't really understand that because I know the way that he say some things may come off a little bit stronger than, you know what I'm saying? Some people will like it, but mm-hmm. but it's true, man, because it's like when you're working in this entertainment industry, a lot of people, they try to little boy you when you have these ideas and you have visions that's bigger than what people could see at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing wrong with it because if you don't see your vision, other people might not see it. So it's like, it's up to you to believe in it and get to the spot that you need to be. That's why I thought it was important for us to do this interview together mm-hmm. so people could kind of get that and understand it because mm-hmm. it's like, with everything that I'm doing right now, none of it happened without that day.
Mm-hmm.
And me and this man literally meeting each other and just really taking those chances. And like you said, we from Mississippi, so mm-hmm. the opportunities there, like, I don't think a lot of people understand, it's little to none. Mm-hmm. So with everything that you have to do, like we're putting on these car shows and events and stuff, you don't really have access to those resources there. Mm-hmm. So it's like when you get access to the things that you actually need, mm-hmm. You kind of know what to do with them better than most people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's kind of like what he was getting towards of, like, actually taking advantage of, because when you come from cities and states that don't have those things and you mm-hmm. have to create them for yourself, mm-hmm. it's better when you get to a place that you can. So it's mm-hmm. like with the independent artists and being able to help independent artists, musicians, the bloggers and mm-hmm. things like that, it's important that the people like us, we actually reach out and do those type of things.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing you said that, because a lot of times you hear people say, pull yourself up by the bootstraps. But a lot mm-hmm. of times, we ain't even got the boot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got to build a boot first,
okay, then
work
get the
on
strap.
Yeah.
So this is a really, really successful event. I love how you guys are bringing indie artists out, because a lot of times people look over the indie artists yep. and mm-hmm. like, you know, it's a constant grind. But the indie wave is a new wave right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyone that's maybe working on or trying to be indie, what advice do you guys have for them? Like, them getting on a, you know,
follow your vision.
Okay.
Follow your vision. Like, understand when God is talking to you. Mm-hmm. 'Cause a lot of people don't know when God is talking to them. Mm-hmm. And I tell people a lot of time, God talk to you through people, through things, and but you, a lot of people ain't paying attention because you're too distracted with bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, like, when these things happen, you got to pay attention to self. Mm-hmm. You know? I don't watch a lot of TV, a lot of things like that, you know? And I read books, you know? That's going to be everything.
Yeah.
See, me, I'm opposite of him.
Uh-huh. I'm talking, man.
I go I'm the TV watcher. I'm uh-huh. the one that's watching the movies and stuff like that. Man, you got to go hard, man, because, like, especially, like, with the entertainment industry and stuff like that, mm-hmm. you will look at these bigger companies and things like that and think that they're doing something special or something different than you're doing. It's not really that. It's mm-hmm. just that they have more chances at failure than you have. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's they get more opportunities to mess up than you're able to mess up. So mm-hmm. it's like, we got to take full advantage of all the chances that we get to make things happen that need to happen. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you just got to go hard, man. It's not necessarily outworking people. It's just when you do it, mm-hmm. just make sure you complete the task every time.
Yeah.
As long as you do that, man, it's a win. They can't take it from you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Real quick, because it's very rare to hear a black man say he read, but what's the last book you read?
Well, currently I'm reading The 10X Rule by, Cardone.
Okay.
Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. I got three of Cardone's book. You mm-hmm. know, he's a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
I read billionaire, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, things, millionaire things. Mm-hmm. I put my mind there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I put my mind around money. You see where you're sitting at?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You sitting there because I'm thinking about money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for real.
Mm-hmm.
I put my mind around money
mm-hmm.
to get to it. My family, they're my folk right there. You know what I mean? So that's why back there, my people, I moved. I helped 10 souls get out here. 11, my mama just moving out here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I sit around and be inspired by money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? My people don't. You'll go to these spots and just, I want to be, I'm inspired by the person that had the vision to put it together.
Mm-hmm.
And the buildings, like I said, y'all got all this architecture. Y'all got all these different things, man. But I don't know if they take advantage to see how special what y'all got. Mm-hmm. We don't have these big buildings and these skyscrapers and
mm-hmm.
downtowns, uptowns,
mm-hmm. right.
lower level. Nah, man. That's why I said, everything that y'all don't take advantage of, I'm finna get it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finna get it.
As you should.
You know what I mean?
All right, we have just a quick little icebreaker before we get you guys out of here, just to find out a little bit more on the personal side of who you guys are.
All right.
You have a question for me?
Yep, I got one for you guys. Okay. If you had to be a breed of dog, what breed of dog would you be and why?
I'm a Chihuahua.
I've been thinking about that one.
Definitely a Chihuahua, man.
You'd be a Chihuahua?
Yeah, man.
Why?
Small in stature, man, but big in bite.
Mm.
I was like, because you ain't small, though.
I mean, it's about the heart, though.
That's true.
And Chihuahua will bite the shit out of you.
It's all about the heart.
What about you, workhorse?
Man, I'll be a Doberman, man. A Doberman Pinscher.
Because
they slick, they clean.
Fast.
They you know what I'm saying? They look, and they stand tall, they military ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they on point. You know what I mean? So, I'll be a Doberman.
Okay.
Oh, I know you weren't expecting that question. Nah. I had everything else planned. Jimmy, what kind of dog on
me? I was waiting on somebody to say pit bull.
Or Rottweiler. No.
Yeah.
Named Midnight. Yeah. Real quick, tell us where we can find tell us where we can find you on social media. I mean, I know you say you're not too heavy on it, but you know, it is here now and we use it. So where can we find you guys on social media?
Right now, man, for what I'm using, I'm Workhorse 233 on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Anything Monster Tribe, MONSTA, TRIBE, Monster Tribe, anything. I go with my Facebook, McKinney Williams. Mm-hmm. I have my Crooked Letter Crooks. Mm-hmm. I have King of the Slab, mm-hmm. my Workhorse page, mm-hmm. and my personal page, McKinney Williams. So, with that, like I said, I got the King of the Slab brand, I got the Crooked Letter Crook brand, I got the I Am What You Fear brand, mm-hmm. And there's all the shirts and things like that I sell. Mm-hmm. And one thing about me, like, which is, you see the Monster Tribe, and the Monster Tribe is, to a lot of people, a monster represents something that's scary. To a lot of people, an educated black person, mm-hmm. a person by education is real scary. The tribe concept is us sticking together like we're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole thing is dealing with I Am What You Fear. I'm the person that's mm-hmm. there that you fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The Crooked Letter Crook, the whole point of that. And then you got my guy, little mascot for him. And he's a little sneaky guy, but he go around the world stealing information to help him come up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I came and I'm going to come in everybody back door. You know what I mean? Peep the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Find out what you ain't using, mm-hmm. what you neglecting.
Mm-hmm.
Your trash is my treasure.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
That part. Yeah.
You the monster that you fear.
Okay.
He told me that in 2007 and blew my mind.
Yeah.
Blew my mind.
I'm going to hold on to that one.
Okay. Yeah. Put on the shirt.
For yeah. real.
Me, y'all can follow me on everything across the board. That's at Rico Panacea. That's RICOPANACEA.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, man, stay up to date with everything.
All right. Yeah. Thank you guys for sitting out with us and talking to Hear You Podcast. We really appreciate it.
And I appreciate that guy right here, man. For real, man. Like, because when I took him out, I told him what I wanted to do, just as an independent, can tell you what we did.
Mm-hmm.
I took him around, and he could tell it better than I can, because he remember a lot more than mm-hmm. I. But I wanted to show him, like, what all I had to do as an independent.
Mm-hmm.
So I took him around to all the DJs mm-hmm. that I would give my music. So I even pulled up so many people out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you like this, so everything that they ever said, every DJ ever said anything about this is what you're supposed to do, I was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
95% of it was lies that they were telling me. So I showed them.
They just hating on you.
Nah, dead and just, you ain't part of nobody's circle, right. All this other stuff, you know what I mean? And I do my own thing. You see me. I'm always doing my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that's real, man. From day one, we literally had a day where he took me around and we went to every DJ in the city. So you know how you have a song that's hot in the city and DJ was like, we're going to play your song, we're going to do this and that?
Mm-hmm.
I was right there with that man.
Mm-hmm.
We went there. Just before I got a name as a DJ, any of this thing, I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Got to listen to every conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Got to go to the club, see them not play the song. All this. So this was like I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I hit 20 and got a name in the city, the whole course of my career, different direction.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different direction.
And
man, we gotta do stuff like this, man. Cause like I literally wouldn't be here like if it weren't for this man. It was just like a whole lot of weird stuff that happened like when you're 18.
But it's supposed to happen though. That's the crazy part. Like a lot of the weird stuff. Yeah,
cause like, you know, well, people don't know, man. Like back home, man, I had some songs on the radio doing things. And I just actually broke through the surface in y'all market here with the King of the Slab on
K104.
Yeah. So but like I told him, what I was like, bruh, I'm showing you this because I want you to be better than me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm showing you this. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want you to be like these cats. Mm-hmm. Like, straight up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I took him to Black. We'll do it on stage with him now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He had a private studio. I took him over there to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was going to do his first mixtape. Mm-hmm. We went over 5 o'clock in the morning.
Beginning, man. Took like, this man to go do a mixtape. This man put me in the hottest club in the city the same year.
Yeah,
I didn't know how to touch a turntable. Just threw me on at midnight.
And like, see, nobody like when I said, it was like.
Now, black people do that. You don't swim.
You can't throw you in the water.
Straight in the water, man, from day one, man.
So just, we and it's, the club was, I'm sorry. Club with Birdman.
You know, we got a rule. We got a rule on our show.
Your phone ring, you got gotta answer.
You gotta answer it.
Or read whatever message came through.
I mean, but you ain't know the rule. Look, I'm trying to turn it on silent now.
that ain't nobody important.
Yeah. That ain't nothing but my mama.
That's Subway. Man, I don't want that dance.
The hottest club in the city, man.
Uh-huh. You know, and like, here's the thing about it. It wasn't no just no regular club. Mm-hmm. This was the streets. Mm-hmm. Without disrespecting my people. When I say the streets,
mm-hmm.
the gutter, the streets. But it was one of the hottest spots in there, you know what I'm saying? All the players, big players, whatever. Mm-hmm. And now, so I took them now, we're going to do that. The reason, like I said, bro, we're going to do it, you got to go in the Lions Den mm-hmm. and see what happened. Mm-hmm. Come out mm-hmm. strong. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's what we were doing. And I used to, like, the hardest spots in the city, everywhere. Mm-hmm. We used to go there, put them on point. And I got, you know, it's a whole bunch to my story. This guy right here, Chris Spade, man, that's one of my guys, man. Like, my music, man, like him, and that's a dude, he a genius, like, for real. Mm-hmm. Like, honest to God, and I want him to come up here when we get a chance, man. But, like, for Rico, I just wanted him to be better, mm-hmm. to do more, and, mm-hmm. like, say, fam, I may not ever get it. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, if I don't get it, you just, like, make sure that you don't do none of this stuff mm-hmm. that you see them doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They ain't gonna let me do it. My people won't let me do it.
You know what I mean? So, and that's
good, because he could have kept it all for himself, kept the game to himself, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. not wanted to, but he wanted to see you shine, so that's always good when someone behind you wants to.
I'm a guild game, man. And take them up, because, like, man, like, I want to be better mm-hmm. than people saw me doing stuff, and like, you see me, but you will see me as a threat.
Right.
Versus, hey, you doing your thing, let me put you over here, put you over there. Mm-hmm. I still go through it now.
Sir, how are we not supposed to see you as a threat when you just came in here saying, I ain't from here, but I'm going to take everything you ain't doing, and I'm going to do it.
Anything you're not using is mine.
And the thing is, it's not really to offend you, but uh-huh. It's like if we're trying to make it somewhere and like we're trying to get to a certain position, mm-hmm. you have to go for it and you can't be afraid of. You got to understand that competition is necessary. Yep. Mm-hmm. And without competition, nobody prospers. Nobody gets better. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's inevitable that you do those things. Mm-hmm. So it's like you could feel threatened by it or you can't. If you feel threatened, it's kind of on you. You're probably going to get ran over. But besides that, man, if you just like deal with it, you know, all of us can eat. It's just how it goes.
Hey, because here's the thing, though. And this is what I'm saying. Y'all looking at that. Mm-hmm. See, that's why I talk the way I talk. Mm-hmm. You said what you said, how you not feel as a threat, right? Mm-hmm. You take that first. Mm-hmm. But you ain't take the fact that I said, hey, I'm giving game.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm going to make sure I'm putting on for independence. Mm-hmm. See, people think that negative first. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to talk my talk. Mm-hmm. But if you come over here and just get that game, mm-hmm. I'm going to give it to you, understand what's going on, and they're going to help you do that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Help you grow.
If you're not sensitive or let it offend you.
I mean, right. I want to offend you. Yeah. You know what I mean? I want to offend you. I want you to be mad.
Yeah, it's
I
got
want,
a lot of fire in you.
You know what I'm saying? All that. You know what I'm saying?
Who does Mississippi nigga think he comes to my city and taking
all
over?
All that.
Let me find out.
But ask the people that I... Come on, I'm going to cut y'all. Ask the five artists mm-hmm. that I took from here. Five mm-hmm. artists to Mississippi. Brought them out to 10. Ain't never left the city. Mm-hmm. Took them to Mississippi, did a concert. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to talk my talk. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Exactly. I'm going to talk and I'm going to say everything up because, like, I touched down and it ain't all the way about me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It ain't all the way about me. Mm-hmm. You may not like the way I talk. You may get offended by it. Mm-hmm. But you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you either understand this or get out of my way.
Mm-hmm. And so you got to think about it like this, like how you just said, like, who are you from Mississippi to come here in Texas doing this? Mm-hmm. Like, when you're working in an industry that's basically worldwide, you can't. If you can't go from a state like Mississippi to Texas, how do you expect to go from Texas to Illinois, Illinois to Chicago?
Or even in Europe.
Yeah, and you still got to promote these shows. You still got to sell your tickets. So you can't really be afraid to offend nobody. You just got to go do your thing. You got to go hustle, man. You got to make it happen.
For real. Yeah,
right, man. So.
Well, Mr. King of the Slab, we're getting the cue that you got to go. Thank you so much for y'all taking
Thank
a few minutes to
Appreciate
talk
it.
With us and chat.
I'll be back, man.
Okay. You know where to find us.
6-7 interviews.
We'll be here.
And my
we'll
boy,
be here.
Like Chris, man, make sure we talk to him, man, because my dad, Chris Spade, is a like, real life genius. He behind my music, behind like the music that we did with my dad and everything, man. Okay. Dude, like real life genius. Like he one of the guys too, and I tell him that, like. He's a special person. He's a special person. Mm-hmm. Like no bullshit.
Can we be special too?
Yeah, man, I gotta get to know y'all. I gotta get to know y'all skills, man, because I like y'all show. You know what I mean? I like the way y'all do your podcast. Y'all pretty dope, man.
Thank you. We try.
So, and I thank for the opportunity to be on there and put it out, man.
Man, we independent artists too.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
We're trying to take advantage of everybody else's resources they ain't using either.
Yeah. There you go.
Not that shit.
Hey, yeah. There you go.
Here you podcast. We're taking a while, y'all shit. Y'all ain't using it. It's ours.
It is. You ain't using it. I'm gonna get it.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. All right. First of all, who are you guys? Can you introduce us and tell us where you guys are from?
Okay, well, I'll start because I'm the lady of the group. I'm Yo-Yo Red. I'm from Columbia, South Carolina. We're originally born in Newberry. I am a rapper slash singer, artist, songwriter, all of the above. I'm representing for all the ladies out here because we got to.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm from Charlotte, too. My name's Superstar Young. I'm 17. I'm doing this shit for my...
17?
Well, I'm doing this for my 6
months. Oh, that's you cursing?
Where your mama now?
Okay.
I'm OG Dumar, Limited Exposure CEO. You know what I'm saying? I got all the artists on the 30 City Tour. This is what I do. Lay low, play slow, and get this dough. Let's go.
I'm out.
Top Stats, the Hitmaker, Queen City's own 704 Hitmaker Music Group.
Hey, man, my name is Big Country, CEO of House of Bank Records, Limited Exposure, artist developer. You know we here, man. We going to get it. Bah!
Oh! Bah!
Bah! Bah!
So how important is you guys to be here at the King of the Slab car show today? And it's heat. How important is it right now? Because it's out of here.
We here. We drove 16 hours, man, to come and be here with y'all, man.
Wow.
So, and it's 104 out here, man. Y'all.
105.
With no trees.
No trees.
With 30-inch wheels.
Listen, the heat is disrespectful, but it says unlimited. So we going wherever. We pulling up wherever. Wherever something is going on, that's what we pulling up. All it's right. Unlimited.
Alaska next summer. Right? Wherever.
Unlimited, wherever. If they put the call in, we're on our way nonstop. We can't stop, won't stop. We're in a no sleep zone right now.
Sleep is important, y'all. It's hot outside, you're gonna pass the clean door, okay?
Hey, they'll sleep while somebody else drive.
All right, so the car show full of indie artists. How important is being indie right now in this day and age?
Amazing. I love it. The fact that nowadays we to that age where you could do everything without having a major label behind you. So you could go platinum from your house, you know what I'm saying? Get them unit spins and all that from your house. So I think the independent artist is taking the power back, which is a beautiful thing. Because the 360s were killing people anyway, so let's make it.
Anybody else being independent? How do you guys enjoy being independent?
It feels good because I have complete creative control over my content, and I get to represent myself the way I want to without anybody telling me. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody want to be butt naked. They want to be strippers. They want to be this and that. I'm just a hustler. I'm a mommy. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here trying to make it for me and my son. So that's really, you know, it's good for me to be able to be myself unapologetically, you know, more than anything.
Oh, she's a big word, too.
See, we got them smart over here. They smart. Not only do they look good and can sing and rap, you know, they smart over here, man. Right. We got them.
So being independent, how big is, like, getting on the radio to you guys? Or does it mean anything to you at all?
Yeah, it mean a lot, but at the same time, you got to still be pushing. So I just, I love everything. I don't brag or complain. I'm grateful for everything to happen.
Right.
So if it happened, it happened. I know it's gonna happen, but I just stay humble to it.
And being so I know this question's probably been asked a lot. Being the lady up here, how do you feel when people make comments like, "Oh, women music today all they have about is pussy and stripping and they ass and they type of
messes"?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, truthfully, I'm versatile, so I could be popping it on a handstand one day, and the next minute I'm up here praise dancing. You just never know. You know what I'm saying? As women, we have to
wear
so many. You know, that's the drop it low for Jesus. That's the song. Okay, I'ma go get me a bag. Hey. You bitches is hating and mad. Walk in the spot and I run up a tab. Look at your man while I'm shaking my ass, and we're gonna run up some rats. He gonna come up that bag with fucking with me. 5-1 thick fat ass and mine on the millin' when I roll a puff on my weed. Moving on, bitch, it ain't nothing to see. Watch how you talk when you come around me. Yo-Yo is not who you wanna fuck with. Shooters on dead slip, not pop shit. He's out of my DMs trying to make arrangements. Little do he know it's man's replacement. I swear that I could not ever wrap my mind around how he touch you with no payments. Get money. I do that makeup come up out the water before he can taste it. Tell my mind that's on vacation. If a nigga try to play a bitch, don't taste fit. Then Trina tell you hoes a long time ago, go put some running nation. Hey.
Come on. Ma'am, we didn't need you to decapitate nobody. Come in here and arrest this girl.
Say, Mom. I want to know, at the end of the day, what is your goal for all of this? At the end of the day, after music is said and done.
At the end of the day, the goal is to build a dynasty at the end of the day for the people that we bring behind for their legacy. You know what I'm saying? Everybody have children, everybody have a family. So it's just to build a dynasty, you know what I'm saying? So other people can come behind and follow the role plan and map that they put out there.
Okay, question. Is this a collective group of talent that y'all put together, or basically a bunch of solo artists who like, hey, we all on the same mission, let's get it?
Well, they all on the same mission, and we all like get together, well, let's go get it. We travel from state to state, city to city. But we also, we pick up a lot of artists as we go along the way. You know what I'm saying? A lot of artists, had the music, but they don't have that work ethic drive. You know what I'm saying? So we try to develop them to give them that work ethic drive to go from city to city to city to city. Most time you got to step outside your box and be creative to get what you want. But if you don't step outside your box, then you just be a local artist, around the way to artists, and you burn yourself out.
Okay, so you're more along the lines of developing talent and not necessarily looking for people to put up.
Right, we've developed talent, and also, you know, we have situations with different labels, and then we take the packaging, different labels, and drop it off at the desk at the end of the day after the artists get out there and put that work in. See, a lot of artists don't want to put that work in. You know what I'm saying? They want to put the music out there, but they don't want to do the work. You know what I'm saying? So, in order to deal with us, you have to do the work. You know what I'm saying? Because we have a relationship with different major labels right now. All right,
I have a question, because a lot of A&Rs, they're really on the wave of, like, I want somebody that's already on. I want somebody that has all the followers and stuff like that. So is artist development still very important?
All development is very important. It's very important. Teach artists how to work the stage. They got to be in shape to work the stage, because you can get up there. If you ain't shape, it could be like, it could be over for you. You know what I'm saying? So artist development, that's rule number one. It's very important right now.
Yes, it is. Because, woo, child, let me tell you, up under the lights, and you got all this hair, and not, listen.
Because you know,
if you in a two-piece bikini, you will pass out if you're not prepared. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Yeah, because let's say artist development is important, because I took a lot of artists to the door, do big shows, and they see 15,000, 20,000 people, and they just blank out and they can't even do the show, or they forget the words of their song because it's too many people, and the lights hitting them, and they don't have that energy, you know what I'm saying, and they just don't, and sometimes it can kill their career. So that's why I tell you, artist development is real important.
Okay, and how long have you been in this industry?
I've been doing this industry, I've been in for 30 years. I done probably worked with a little everybody. If you go to my IG page, you see everybody that I work with.
And get that for our followers
and viewers? OG Dumar.
IG?
That's my IG, OG Dumar. You know what I'm saying?
IGN name.
Yeah.
So can we get everybody? I don't know if everybody's already done this, but I haven't gotten it. Can we get everybody's Instagram or social media, starting with you?
Hey, man, y'all can follow me, House of Dank, HOUS.OF.DANK. And I know what a lot of y'all thinking. Dank don't mean we. I see y'all smiling out there when I said it. It stands for Distinguished and Knowledgeable. So I need y'all to, you know what I'm saying, get behind this wave, man. Exposure Unlimited, y'all get behind this wave, because we taking artists to the next level, man. We don't want y'all money. We want y'all to be who y'all want to be, man. And we're going to help y'all develop that. Get with that wave. Bye.
Why you not shooting me, though?
I was shooting the back. It was the right
time.
You know what I'm saying? Hold up. I got one. Blah, blah.
There we go. That's Harry Collins talking to Texas.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, man. But, hey, y'all don't even need no guns down here, man. That goddamn heat, man. Y'all don't even need no guns, man. Just sit the motherfucker outside. Just go stand outside. You won't punch me. Stand outside.
Yeah, you still in the red state.
Yeah.
So good. Hey, Ty Stats on everything. TYSTATZ. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, TyStats.com. Go get the merchandise, get the spins on all platforms, Spinrilla, everything, iTunes, everywhere.
Instagram, OG Dumar, Unlimited Exposure. Facebook, Dumar Hemingway.
Superstar Youngin, SUPAA, Star Youngin on Instagram, Malik HBM on Facebook. Y'all can see my music on SoundCloud at MBF La Rose.
Okay, Yo-Yo Red, YOYORedd, and that's on everything. If y'all want to stream my music, it's on all streaming platforms. You know, like I said, I'm representing for the ladies. And any really, not even just the ladies, but anybody out here that's really out here trying to hustle and got a goal that's bigger than themselves, that, you know what I'm saying, that's who I represent. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, one more thing before I go, man. I want to shout out, man, K-Fox Certified. Man, if it wasn't for him, this tour wouldn't be happening.
Absolutely.
So, y'all get at him, man. KFoxCertified@gmail.com. Look at him on IG if you're an independent artist and you're trying to get that exposure, man. Best believe he's going to get you out there, and we're going to get it, man. 30 cities, man. We coming to one of y'all towns. And if y'all don't think we coming to y'all town, get at us, man. We'll come out there and pull up on y'all, man. And we're going to make it happen, because we party hard.
Yes,
Make sure of that, man. We party, man. Y'all ask anybody, we been to their town, and we come out, we bring them out, and we party, man. All night long, we will shut your city down.
Down.
And we independent. We ain't no major behind this. We doing this ourselves, man. Everybody that y'all see up here is what we do. We work hard for what we do, and we're going to continue to do it. So if y'all want to get with a winning team, come on over here, man. We're going to get y'all straight, man.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Oh, and I'm going to air. Bop, bop.
Airborne.
He was looking at me. He was waiting on it. He was waiting on it.
Waiting to duck or something.
I've been retarded.
Hey, man, I think that's it. That's it.
Appreciate y'all.
Thank y'all.
Appreciate y'all.
All right, it's Tana B again with another interview. We have Mesmerize and Chris Fade here.
Yes. Hey, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. So y'all just performed.
Yes.
How was it?
It was great. Oh, hot. Most definitely hot.
Yes. Yeah. Felt the devil's ass.
A little bit. I call it right up the ass crack.
So how are you guys? Because neither one of you from Dallas, right?
No.
Where are you guys from?
Mississippi.
Okay. Green.
Greenwood,
since they feel. Okay. Gotcha.
Jackson.
Oh, we know some people from Jackson.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They from Jackson.
Jackson, Mississippi in the house.
Okay.
So, how has it been being here, being a part of the car show, you know, showing everybody what you guys do?
This is my second year. This has been great. I've enjoyed it each time I've come.
Okay.
The crowd was wonderful. This time, the weather is just gorgeous. Venue, the outside is pleasurable to be in, and I just enjoy myself.
I've never heard someone say on a fourth gorgeous.
I'm but
that's,
telling
I mean,
you
know, that's the optimism in it.
It's Texas heat.
Yeah. Well, we might have to put it like this. We're from Mississippi.
Right.
So everything's humid. So it's pretty much like somebody just got a steamer outside. So that's what I'm saying. It's kind of dry heat, so it's tolerable.
I mean, but to just look out, it was beautiful. The sky blue.
Okay.
The trees
green. You know, the weather is...
Yeah, right. I think last year
it's good weather for...
Yeah, it was storming last year.
Because, you know, it's Texas. It could be snowing tomorrow, so you just never know. Yeah.
Facts.
It could be snowing in 20 minutes in Jackson.
Facts.
Just go with it.
Okay.
So let us know a little bit about what you guys do.
All right. So I'm just starting out on my solo career here. Mm-hmm. I'm a musician.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing for about 30 years, I believe, at this point.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Good black. You don't look 30.
Okay, I was about to say 30 years. I thought you was 30.
You was two.
Four, actually.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, I've played with a few artists.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them come and go, actually. Mm-hmm. And it's just my turn. I feel it back. So I'm out here swinging as hard as I can, trying to hit something or somebody. It don't really matter at this point.
Pause. Gotcha. hit somebody musically. Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Got to make sure we put an emphasis on it. Okay.
Gotcha. You never know these days.
It's open to your interpretation.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, well, with me, coming back again this year. Hold on. What's the question again?
What do you do?
I do R&B, you know. I do production and stuff as well. I also do marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much well-rounded when it comes to the music thing. Musician as well. I play the saxophone, piano.
Mm-hmm.
I grind. Mm-hmm. You know, I do that. You know, most definitely. Most definitely, I put out positive vibes, man. Reaching everybody.
Mm-hmm. Where can we buy positive vibes at? What stores it available?
All digital platforms. Anything mesmerizes on any platform.
And that's good vibes.
Yes.
All right, so Workhorse bigged you up so much. Talk about
literally,
how much you are a genius.
I don't know why. So we need to get you gonna drop some gems for us?
Okay.
Do it, bro.
What gem would you like?
I mean, just whatever. Just drop a few gems so we can just
pick them up
real quick.
Don't waste people's time.
Man, it's a fact.
Jam, not diamond.
My bad. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, don't waste people's time. Be on time.
Mm.
That's
something I personally struggle with.
Don't trick off the money.
Mm.
Go get the money.
Yeah.
Hey, we can work with that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Make a nice little sturdy bracelet with them jewels. We can work with something.
That's pretty much the gist of it.
Right. So if you had to describe the whole independent grind in one word, what would it be?
Tough.
Formidable.
Yeah.
Ooh, first of all, you got to let people know what that means, because you know.
Yeah, everybody ain't there, bro.
Yeah.
It
sound like Fortnite.
It almost could take you out.
Yeah.
It's a worthy opponent.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here for the fight.
Got you. All right, and so before we get out of here, before we, you know, let you guys go to go mix and mingle with everybody else, we do actually have an icebreaker, okay? Yeah. Just learn a little bit about the personable side of you, okay? Yeah. So what is something that you wish was illegal?
Was illegal?
Uh-huh.
Go.
Well, I'm going to start some stuff today.
Oh, Lord.
President Trump should be illegal.
Well, I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're going to be too quick to build that wall then.
Yeah.
I ain't going to go in details about it, but y'all know.
Nah, okay. I think people can relate.
I think we feel y'all know. Our audience definitely feel y'all
Hell
know.
Hell yeah.
Okay. And I want all the flack that come behind that.
Okay.
Okay, and we're going to get your name so you can get it too.
Ms. Mirize. M-E-Z-M-E-R-I-Z-E. Mr. Your Desired Humbleness.
Don't send the Trump MAGA swag our way. We ain't there yet. Send them all to Ms. Mirize. All right.
Yeah, come to Ms. Mirize. Yeah, I'll take it all.
Chris Bay, what about you?
This heat.
Man, you ain't lying. This heat should be illegal.
It should get a citation.
I'm just saying. This heat is ridiculous.
Everything else, all right.
Yeah, this heat is crazy.
Yeah, real. Okay, real quick, tell us where everybody could, because you showed us where all the Trump supporters can follow you at. Where could everybody find you guys at?
All right, you can catch me on Instagram at Chris Spade Official, Facebook, Chris Spade Official. I have a couple of singles that's out that are on social media, on downloading platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play. One of the songs is called Good Love by Chris Spade. The other song is called Lay It Down. It's by me and my guy, LAV, featuring Chris Spade. So y'all go cop this. Check that out. Give me some support there.
Both of them sound real sexy. Like, you know, I need to try to get a man first. You know, bump some Chris Spade or whatever. Lay it down.
Okay, have a night of Chris Spade and Mesmerize.
Okay. Sounds like naming my next kid. Okay.
Okay. Sounds like you're going to be in the hospital in the next month.
Okay.
Nine months.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome.
King of the Spade, baby 2020. And he over there saying, look, they ain't got nothing to do with me. If you have a baby, don't come mention me. I ain't got nothing to do with
I'm just going to name baby Spade.
Choices.
Okay. Yeah. Got you. I'm saying, we sing R&B, bro. We're going to be responsible for a lot of kids.
I'm prepping y'all for something.
Okay.
All right.
Prep me for the clinic because ain't no more babies. All right.
I said my bad.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We really appreciate hearing you podcast. Thank you so much for sitting down and talking to us. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right, here you podcast again for our last one of the day. We have Ecosia back with us again.
Oh, hey, girl.
So excited. We didn't really get to talk as much as we wanted to at the last interview. You had to run because you're so busy, but we're glad we finally got to see you. Looking great.
Yes, you look absolutely beautiful.
And so we're actually waiting for your performance, and then we dipping out. So we're really excited to see you. I actually was listening to your music when I was editing the episode, and I was like, this is really good for a Sunday. Mm-hmm. So I was looking for it. It's on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Where else is your music located on?
So Google Play, really all stations, all social media avenues. So whatever you use, you can get it.
Okay, cool. It was a good blend of everything. I heard like a little R&B. I heard like a little Afro beats and everything like that. So sorry, I had to plug that in real quick. I was actually listening to music and it was really good. So before we get started, we have a little icebreaker like we normally like to do.
Yes.
And Tam has that question.
All right. So what's your favorite way to waste time online? Whatever it may be.
It's probably Instagram. Really? Scrolling. That's so addictive.
Oh, my Instagram will get you so caught up. Like, before you know it, 30, 40 minutes have passed.
So, you sleep on Instagram.
In the bed, like,
and looking at the same.
Drop your phone.
Looking at the same accounts over and over.
Over and over again.
Okay. What's something no one will ever know that you're following on Instagram, like a surprise?
Probably cakes. Like, I make cakes.
Really?
You make cakes. And so you would never know that.
Yeah.
I was on the car early looking at snap videos of animals, and she's like, why are you looking at that? And I think hers is like the soap cutting and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, no. I follow the soap cutting, and then something else I follow that people might think is a little weird. I love the tiny food videos, where it shows them like cooking like a tiny steak.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen it?
No.
Oh, my gosh. It is so, they're so cute.
So tell us a little bit about Fourth Sunday, because on the episode that we just did, you told us Fourth Sunday is actually from your name and the meaning of that. So kind of describe what the album is and like, because you had a lot of influences, so a little bit about that.
Fourth Sunday, so the album's self-titled. So the Fourth Sunday, meaning that I was born on the Fourth Sunday, and that name, for a child born on a Sunday is Ecosia, so that's where I got that from. But with the album, like you were saying, and all the songs and the content, I really wanted them to be able to hear that there's diversity, mm-hmm. obviously range, mm-hmm. but then there's different cultures in the music. So even when you're listening to the R&B, you know, songs that I have on there, I still want you to be able to vibe and right. dance. And then when you listen to the Afro, obviously I want you to dance. Mm-hmm. And then when you listen to the love songs, I'm like, okay, there's still a bop to it, you know, right. but I want you to be in your feelings, mm-hmm. you know. So 1 to 12 is a storyline. Mm-hmm. And it's just a part of my heart that I wanted to share. So if you're really listening to the lyrics, mm-hmm. you're going to get that story. And like we were talking last time, it's experiences.
Yeah.
Put it in the music.
I love it. So what's your actual favorite song on the album? If you could pick one.
One Day at a Time.
And kind of like you said, so kind of your experiences and stuff. You write your own music.
I write, and I also have writers on the project as well.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So did you actually write that song?
Which one? One Day at a Time? Mm-hmm. No, I didn't write it, but it was the person that was really close to me.
Good.
So they really wrote from experience. Good. Like, yeah.
That's always it. Awesome yeah. because we hear a lot of music, and to me, music, if I don't feel it or I don't feel connected to it, you know, it's kind of hard for me to get into.
Yep.
So you mentioned that this is your kind of your influences all over this album yeah. and things like that. And so what other cultures and genres do you pull from this album? Because like from 1 through how many, 12, 15, it was like something different on each one. And I was really surprised when I heard it.
Okay. when I was growing up, I was really sheltered, mm-hmm. yeah, just being from Ghana. Mm-hmm. So my parents really listened to like Afro music in the home. Mm-hmm. And so when I like started like branching out and listening to like R&B music, it was like people like Whitney Houston,
yeah.
Michael Jackson, of course.
Right.
My favorite singer, Brandy. Mm-hmm. So that's the low register, you know, that you're hearing on Ultimatum. Mm-hmm. And I really just stuck to those. Like, once I saw them, I was just like, this is it. I have to do this.
Right.
Yeah.
And see, I really love this emergence of Afrobeats that's coming out because, you know, whenever we were younger, like the African music that we listened to, it barely had any English
yeah,
in it.
At all.
And so it was just like, you know, we would go to like these different events and things like that, and it's just all you just vibe to the little beat, but you don't even know, you barely know what they're saying.
Exactly.
So I love this new emergence of Afrobeats and kind of like creating like this young generation in lane.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful.
And I really feel like they've enhanced what we grew up on.
Right.
You know, to now they've embodied hip hop, like the other day I was listening to a Burna Boy interview, and he was saying that Afrobeats is not just what we're hearing. It's Afropop.
Yes.
It's, you know, it's so much of Afrobeats. They just put a title on it. But
right.
if you really dig in, it's a lot.
It really
yeah.
is. It really is.
Yeah.
So what songs will you be performing today at the show?
I'm performing Cabana, Royalty, mm-hmm. and then I've got some other mixes in there that y'all have to just stick around to find out.
All right.
Awesome.
Well, we'll see that soon. And last question, okay? It's the most important question. Which is better, Ghanaian jollof or Nigerian jollof?
No. She don't want no smoke with that question. That's a serious question.
That is a serious question. And we've been going through this for years.
For years.
Oh my God.
Light skin, dark skin.
You know what I mean? It's serious. But I'm going to have to say Nigerian jollof.
I'm not going to play it. And the only reason why you're saying it is because that's only what you've tried. You got to get a good Ghanaian to make it. It's authentic.
I'll give it a shot.
We're going to have to go check it out.
We will.
Yeah.
We definitely will.
So before you get out of here and perform, where can everyone find you again? Where can they find your music, all that good stuff?
At Ecosia Music, AAKOSYA. Just type in Ecosia. I promise I'm the only one that's going to pop up. AAKOSYA.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much for stopping by and speaking to us.
Thank you
all so much. And we appreciate you.
Can't wait to see you perform.
Yes.
All right.
Cool.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. We had a really good time at the King Slab Car Show. Thank you, Hookfin Entertainment and Workhorse, for putting together this dope event. You can follow us on all social media platforms at Hear Ye Podcast. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, want us at your next event, hit us up at hearyepodcast@gmail.com. Like Tan always says, shout out to everybody. We had fun. See y'all next week. Oh, and tune into the Uncool Urban Podcast to check us out. We did an interview with them. It's going to be really dope. See y'all next week. Hey, you feel me? Niggas, feel me? Niggas, feel me?